This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Is it a car or a toaster? From France comes an electric descendant of the classic no-frills car, the De Chevaux. This one is called the Ami, French for your little pal. John Lawrenson reports from Western France.
Gerson Gluanec, 15, is driving herself to school in Fouenon along with her little sister.
I'm too young to have a driving license, but you can drive an Ami from the age of 14.
What emerges from the garage is a small, grey, two-seater blob that Citroën doesn't even call a car, but a mobility object. With max speed 28 miles per hour, it's actually classed as a quadricycle, no driving license required.
At the beginning, it was strange to be out on the roads like this because I'd only ridden a bike before, but it gives me more independence.
As the Ami's publicity puts it, yes, it looks like a toaster, which is why you can buy it at the electrical goods store. Citroën is not selling it in the usual dealerships, in fact, electrical goods stores and online only. The cost, just over $8,000 minus the $1,000 government eco bonus, cheaper than a normal car. The French have a tradition of building low-end cars, like Citroën's 2CV, that it manufactured from 1948 to 1990. Christophe Dupuis, at the wheel of a 2CV, he's rebuilt in his spare time. Dupuis, who lives west of Paris, also owns a 1961 Ami, because Citroën has used this name before for a version of the 2CV.
It really was a car for people who were not very well off. Today's Ami is designed to give people access to electric cars.
Back with the Gluanecs, Gerson's mother, Stéphanie, says she's got over her initial worry about letting her daughter out on the roads alone.
For me, it's the unknown that's frightening, but I've transformed that fear into trust and optimism.
Citroën is launching its mobility object in Italy, Spain, Germany and Belgium this summer, with the US to follow, maybe later. In Brittany, Western France, I'm John Lawrenson for Marketplace.